Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. My guest this morning is Russell Grizzle, the CEO at Mannington Mills. Russell, how you doing?
I'm terrific today. Kemp, I hope you are.
I am. This is big news. Yesterday it was announced that Mannington Mills has purchased Phoenix and Farr, and I mean, this has got all kinds of ramifications in the business, and I wanted to talk to you about that. For just real quick, though, let me just run through a couple things. Obviously, Mannington, family-owned business, over 100 years old, and this business you just purchased, the Phoenix Farr business, been owned by Bill Karstafen's family for a long time, another family-owned business. Culturally, this has got to be a perfect match, wouldn't you say?
Well, that was one of the things that put the two companies together. Camp Mannington next month will be 104 years old. The Karstafens have been in the Farr business now for 80 years. We have very, very similar cultures and core values that we believe in every single day and run our business around. It's really unique how similar the two companies are from a cultural standpoint.
I know. I've caught you on a cell phone. You're in McAdenville, North Carolina right now. If you step outside, you're looking at the South Fork River. That plant, that mill was put there before the days of electricity. And you're buying a company with a lot of heritage. As you think about the big players, you know, I'm just playing here for a second, but if I look at my 2018 version of Floor Focus, the annual report, you're knocking on third position in size with this size of an acquisition, wouldn't you say?
Well, since both of our companies are private, Kemp, I'd rather not give specific numbers, as you know, but I would say we're right up there now.
Yeah.
We think competition is good. The big guys are really good at what they do, but competition makes us all better. We want to get into that echelon there, and we think this is another step toward Mannington's evolution. We're a significant player now, more than we were.
I guess there's the premise that if you're not climbing, you're falling. You know, for some people that are sitting in the business, you're either going to be acquired or you're going to be an acquirer, and I think you've kind of set the tone here, haven't you?
Well, we're trying to. Our ownership wants to continue. We've had terrific support from our board of directors and the Campbell family to keep moving and keep the company viable as a privately held company in the flooring industry. So that's their direction to us, and we're excited about that, and we're excited about this step. The evolution, as you know, Kemp, Mannington acquired Burke Industries back in 2008 and acquired Amteco in 2012. So this is the next step in that evolution of us continuing to meet the demands of what's changing around this industry.
Well, and I also know you well enough to know that you've tried a couple others, and it's nice to get this one done. I mean, I know this probably took a while to get done, didn't it?
Well, this started back in May. Bill Karstafen and I had a conversation back in late May, about 6 months or so, to do all the negotiations and due diligence and so forth. We're very, very excited about this, and I think the Karstafens and the Farr folks are equally excited.
Yeah, I know. Bill had tried to pick up royalty on the West Coast, so anyway, it's neat to watch all this happen. One of the things I definitely want to point out, you've picked up a couple of really strong quarterbacks with this acquisition. I mean, I know the whole company is on top of its game, but, you know, Mark Clayton is the president of Phoenix and been doing an excellent job there, and then you got Rich Pattinson with Farr Yarn. I mean, both those guys are on top of their game, and so you've picked up a couple of gems, haven't you?
We sure have. We're very excited about them adding to our leadership team. You may not know that Mark and I have worked together before in our prior lives, both in flooring, and I've known Rich as well for over 10 years when he was at DuPont. Mm-hmm. So we have a relationship and a lot of trust there, and obviously we know they're very, very capable at what they do as well.
We've talked about the family background, and that's part of the attraction. Tell us what else attracted you to this acquisition.
We look down the road that all the forecasts says that two big categories are going to be resilient, driven by luxury vinyl tile, which we're already large in.
Mm-hmm.
And in spite of the share losses, the residential carpet business is still going to be large. It's still the single largest category out there, and we felt like for us to maintain relevance and improve our significance at the retail level that we needed to get into residential carpet. Phoenix and Farr are about the right size for us to get into that. They also have a strong presence at the home center,
mm-hmm.
and we're excited about that as being a new channel for us. We have some business there, but not in a large enough way, and we think that's an area that we can grow in as well.
Let me just point out, too, this whole Farr Yarn business, the evolution of what's happened with the other people that were in that business. They're a specialty converter, and they have a whole long list of customers that they serve. And by the way, they'll also not only help you in the residential business, but in the commercial business as well. So that's quite a gem and a backwards integration for you, right?
Well, that's going to take some time to understand, but we do plan to continue the FAR Fibers and Yarns business as is, under the FAR name. So we'll continue to supply all those customers. We're looking for some opportunities as well to grow that side of the business. So we have capacity. We have great capabilities, excellent equipment at the Phoenix and FAR group. Obviously, everyone knows the heritage of FAR, and it has changed from that being their core business to being a vertically integrated carpet business. But we still think there's some opportunities around the world for that to continue to grow with their assets.
Yeah. You know, oftentimes an acquisition, you hope it's 2 + 2 = 4. And I think your plans are to just integrate this business and have it all be additive to the top line and the bottom line, right?
That is. We're going to continue to try to grow the Phoenix brand using our relationships out in the marketplace, the relationships that they have. So we think it's a win-win in both sides. So we're very, very excited about it.
I guess the one piece to ask about that is Mannington, already known as a major leader in the hard surface business. Now you have the residential carpet business, but Phoenix has been building a little bit of a hard surface business in that sector as well. What are your plans there?
We want to continue that, and we think we can help them with that, expedite that growth curve there. We plan, you know, we're in the startup phase of our LVT plants that are now in startup mode. We acquired one in Madison, Georgia for the glue down product, and our rigid core plants in startup. So we think there's a lot of synergies there. They have a Main Street line as well, including some carpet tile. We think there's some synergies in that area as well, as we support the Phoenix brand from the Mannington side.
Yeah. Well, I know you got started early today. You've been going around visiting and making sure everybody's happy. And I've talked to a couple of the people that are at the acquired company, and they're as excited as well. So it's win-win, isn't it?
It is. You know, that's kind of true to both of our company's core values. We spent a lot of time the last 2 days trying to communicate to each and every associate of the two companies. We've done webinars. We've done numerous town halls. We've met with management teams. We wanted them to hear all of this news and our plans straight from us. It's all been well received after they heard the news. Obviously, Kemp, there's always a little, some initial shock, but after we've been able to explain what our plans are, I think everyone on both sides are very, very excited about this opportunity.
Well, Russell, congratulations on pulling this one over the line, announcing this acquisition. And this is going to be done in early 2020, right?
It's going to take probably another 45 or 60 days. So we would look to close middle of January to late January. So it'd be early in 2020. Mm-hmm. And then we'll start implementing all these plans shortly thereafter. You may know, I'm sure you know, that FAR also sold their HP business. And
right.
That's really why two private companies are out making an announcement about signing an APA, or asset purchase agreement, because they're selling the HP business to a public company, and they were making an announcement, so that's why we're doing this.
Right. I understand Coates bought that, and that business, for those that may not know, they make protective for the military and for fire departments. They make protective garments.
Make the yarns and fibers that go into the garments, yes, that's
right. All right, Russell, congratulations on this acquisition. I've been talking to Russell Grizzle, the CEO with Mannington Mills, about the acquisition of Phoenix and FAR, and you've been listening to Kemp Har and FloridaLA.net.